Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
We have big news when it comes to the electric mandate. And to tell us all about it, we have Assemblyman Paul Bologna back on the show. Paul, welcome back.
Joe, thank you very much for having me on, brother.
All right, Paul, how did we get to the point where the mandate, as of today, is paused?
So this is good news. And in all seriousness, I want to make sure that I give a shout out to you guys at WBEN, whether it's you, Dominic, David Bellavia, you know, Bowerly. You guys have all been on the front lines of this, kind of raising the alarm. And I think that the pressure has finally gotten up to Albany, you know, to where people's, you know, outrage on this whole issue has come. So I do want to commend you guys for really taking the lead on that. So if I understand correctly, the New York State Builders Association, you know, filed a lawsuit. It was in federal court. There was some negotiation between, you know, the attorneys with the judge and the state. And there's basically the state agreed that while this is still being decided upon, that they're going to put a pause on the implementation of the All Electric Buildings Act until that court case is decided, which could, you know, will be well into next year, and it could be up to a year. So while it is paused for a year for now, what I need your listeners and I want your listeners to understand, and this fight is very far from being over. We bought ourselves some time. The work that we've done has paid off, but this fight is just beginning, and it's very far from over, and we need to keep applying the pressure to Albany to make sure that we still have energy choice out here in Western New York.
So the pause is for up to a year, did you say?
Yes, I mean, if a judge or a panel has a ruling one way or another, and again, I'm not an attorney, so I apologize if any of this is legally inaccurate, but from my understanding of this and the briefing that I got this morning, is that if they make a decision prior to that, you know, that's when then that decision will be implemented, and then depending on where they side, either the state or the Builders Association has the opportunity to appeal that to the Supreme Court and, you know, go from there. But the agreement, from my understanding, has been that this is paused for up to a year, which, look, any pause, in my opinion, is good because that gives us time to repeal this thing in full.
So answer me this. So say a judge comes down and says, you know, the state can go along and that's that. Do you then, in the assembly, have to vote on it before anything goes into effect? Would you have to vote on it again? What would that post-court process look like in Albany?
No. Once it's in the judiciary, I mean, whatever a judge decides, that's going to be the ultimate, you know, decision. So if a judge says, New York State, you're not allowed to ban, you know, natural gas, you're not allowed to force electrification mandate,
that's it. And then it's up to the, you know, Attorney General's office and, you know, the governor or the Department of State on how, if they want to pursue that, if they want to appeal that to a higher court. You know, the legislature's job is, as far as I'm concerned, is done in that regard. Trust me, you don't want the legislature doing anything outside of repealing this.
Now, what, you know, from where it could go and where it is, what's the likelihood that a court in New York would uphold and say, you know, you can't do this, that's the end of that? I mean, what are the odds that the court puts an end to this madness for good?
Well, and again, not being an attorney and talking to my counsel in Albany this morning, this is a federal court. So it's not like this is a state court where, you know, we have concerns on, you know, judges. This is a federal court. So I don't know. That's, I guess the answer to your question is I'm not sure. I'm hopeful that a, you know, common sense person or a common sense panel of judges can take a look at this objectively and say, hey, there's some real flaws in this, both practically and from a legal standpoint. You know, I'm hopeful that they will see that that result.
Paul, you know, we had Bill Conrad was on with Susan and Brian this morning, and he was one of the moderate Democrats that were asking the governor to put a pause on this. What's the next step for you in trying to get an overall repeal? I mean, some of these moderate Democrats, do you think they would go for a full repeal instead of, you know, trying to push a continued pause?
I think that they would, but here's the problem. I mean, I still think that the numbers are such that in New York State, that the numbers still aren't there. I think that there is such a downstate focus that what I would really like to see is if you know, the best case scenario, in my opinion, would be some type of carve out for Western New York or upstate New York, or have this only impact New York City. I actually carry a bill in the assembly that would, you know, just have this be applicable to cities of a million people or more, which is just New York City. So any place outside of Manhattan, you still have energy choice. And if they in Manhattan want to, you know, have all electrification mandates, that's, you know, that's their prerogative in Manhattan. But I think for the rest of the state, this is just not a realistic it's not a realistic ask. It's not a realistic initiative. So, again, today is good news in the fact that at least there is some acknowledgement of the complications with trying to do this. And, again, this is just the All-Electric Buildings Act. This is not the 100-foot rule, which you and I have talked about before, that is still that's still awaiting the governor's signature or veto. So that has to be hashed out before the end of the year. And then there is the All-Electric Vehicles Act, which is, you know, retail vehicles or retail dealers have to have a certain percentage of electric vehicles sold on their lot. Those two things, the 100-foot rule and vehicles, are still full speed ahead for January 1st, 2026.
And so, again, remind us of the 100-foot rule.
The 100-foot rule is when you're going to put in a new house, if the utility line under current law is not to your house, there are programs and subsidies that the utility companies will cover that. After 2026, you're on the hook for paying that for yourself. So that's something that a lot of homeowners or home purchasers have not had to worry about in the past with natural gas. You do now, barring the governor vetoing that legislation. So, again, natural gas is still becoming cost prohibitive in New York State, and that's something we still need to fight back against. So, again, I want to caution all of the celebrations surrounding this today. And, again, while it's a good thing, people need to understand that this fight is very, very, very far from over.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Paul, you mentioned the electric car mandate, and you know we've been talking so much about this the House mandate, obviously, because that's affecting more people. But this electric car mandate that dealers have to sell a certain percentage. What is the penalty if a dealership doesn't sell that certain percentage of electric cars? What's the state? Are they taking that penalty out on the dealership? What is the next step?
Yeah, it's just new vehicles, and frankly, I'm not sure, because I'm not sure how you're going to enforce it. And that's been another issue on all of this. And again, this is the cars and the houses. It's a matter of enforcement, too. I'm not sure how, you know, New York State code enforcement would actually realistically do all of this. And that has been a problem that a lot of the builders have had as well. You know, that they're trying to get their ducks in a row going into next year, because they want to make sure that they're covering that themselves from enforcement's fines and penalties, which would the automobile dealers would be under as well. So there's been a lot more questions than answers with all of this. And if it sounds like I don't know, it's because no one does. That's a big part of the problem, where the state regulations have been so delayed and so trickled out that really the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. And that's where all the confusion has been on a lot of these things. So that's why the delays are good. But again, it doesn't solve the actual problem of these things are still law in New York State. So unless we do something to repeal them or fix them, this is the way it is. So again, I want to acknowledge and tip a cap to the powers that be in New York State for at least acknowledging the fact that this is a problem. But again, without some type of real courage or legislative movement, this is still ultimately going to end up taking effect.
I'm pretty sure if you ask most people who voted for this nonsense, they couldn't tell you what the penalty would be for the dealership either, Paul.
Well, that's because the law is ambiguous. And we do this, we love doing this in New York State, where we say the basically, the fine print and the details, we're going to leave it up to a commissioner of an agency to figure out. And then they don't ever end up figuring it out. So that's part of the problem, right? Where we really need to take it upon ourselves as lawmakers to actually put the details and put our names, to the details. Take some political courage for a change.
Paul, you know, I know this for a fact. There's a lot of houses going up in your district. Have you heard from anyone calling this morning saying, I rushed this house for nothing?
It's funny. I had a couple of my friends who are in this process right now losing their minds, because they were basically going under the assumption that they were going to have to electrify everything, and now they're trying to backtrack. So, again, there's some relief, but This problem is not going to be fixed. And I do want to talk about this too. A lot of things I've been seeing from the governor and from the left, I understand the issue that she is dealing with right now. The Mondami election in New York City is shifting the political landscape of New York State. But the fact of the matter still remains, Joe, that here in West New York, this is unrealistic. For not just West New York, upstate New York, the southern tier, Binghamton, the capital region. This is unrealistic for builders. This is unrealistic for utilities. This is unrealistic for residents, frankly, to deal with. And it is driving up the cost of everything. New homes, it's driving up the cost of existing homes, because the supply of housing is still leveling off because people don't want to build. So there's a real problem here that we need to solve. And like I said, I've used the term before, it's going to take political courage. And I'll be very curious to see what's going to happen in the next year.
Paul, as you know, I always have one question that doesn't have to do with the main topic, and that is Mamdani winning in New York City. Now, you talk with politicians from all over the state there in the assembly. Is it the Mamdani Democrats, the new Democrat Party in New York State, from what you see in Albany?
From a numbers standpoint, I think so. From a numbers standpoint, and I could give you like a joking answer here, but I'm being serious. Like, you know, I have great relationships and great respect for my colleagues in the legislature out here in Western New York. I think that there's some good and smart people on the other side of the aisle that I enjoy working with and I can have really good conversations with. I think that the numbers are starting to tend that way in New York City. So I have some real concerns with that. And like I said, we'll see what happens. That is not where I don't think that the vast majority of voters are there. I think the vast majority of voters want to work hard, be left the hell alone, you know, keep more of their own money and make their own decisions. I think that is where the majority of the voting base in New York State is. But the elected officials from those areas are not there.
That's scary, Paul. I'm not gonna lie. That's scary. We'll see how it plays out. Hey, man. You know, we're gonna keep talking about this. Anything that pops up, you know my number. Text me. And you've been a big help with helping us get the word out there. And I appreciate your availability. And I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Joe, this is the issue next year. This is going to be the issue all through next session and going into next year's election. So you guys keep up the work on this one, and I'll keep doing it on my end as well.
Thank you so much. That is Assemblyman Paul Bologna joining us on the electric mandate pause.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.